His iPod selections were those of a kid from the 70s with his heart in the 60s. There were Aretha, B.B. King, Buddy Holly, Buffalo Springfield, Don McLean, Donovan, The Doors, Janis Joplin, Jefferson Airplane, Jimi Hendrix, Johnny Cash, John Mellencamp, Simon and Garfunkel, and even The Monkees, I'm a Believer, and Sam the Sham, Woolly Bully. Only about a quarter of the songs were from more contemporary artists, such as 10,000 Maniacs, Alicia Keys, Black Eyed Peas, Coldplay, Dido, Green Day, John Mayer, a friend of both his and Apple, Moby, likewise, U2, Seal, and Talking Heads. As for classical music, there were a few recordings of Bach, including the Brandenburg Concertos, and three albums by Yo-Yo Ma. Jobs told Sheryl Crow in May 2003 that he was downloading some Eminem tracks, admitting, "He's starting to grow on me." James Vincent subsequently took him to an Eminem concert. Even so, the rapper missed making it onto Jobs' iPod. As Jobs said to Vincent after the concert, "I don't know." He later told me, "I respect Eminem as an artist, but I just don't want to listen to his music, and I can't relate to his values the way I can to Dylan's."